Elevation. We have three main elevation bands we talk about when we are trip planning and looking at our avalanche bulletin. Let's start with alpine. In the alpine, we have open slopes, no trees. Not all mountains have alpine. Contains a terrain that is usually the most exposed to sun, wind, cold, and precipitation, and start zones of larger avalanche paths are found here. Treeline. This is our enjoyable tree riding. We have nicely spaced trees. Exposure to sun, wind, cold, and precip is generally less here than in the alpine, but greater than below treeline. Start zones of large avalanche paths or tracks of very large avalanche paths can run through here. We can expect to find well-preserved surface ore. Once we get into below treeline, we're in the tight trees. This is the heinous part of the ride that you just need to get through. We've all been there. It's awful. It's covered by the forest, usually sees less sun, wind, cold, and precip, has a really variable snowpack, can see more crust throughout the winter being lower elevation, and runout zones may clear out areas below treeline. It's important to know what elevation band we are headed to for the day so we know what problems we are dealing with. The alpine may have a wind slab problem, the tree line may have a surface hoar problem, and below tree line might have a crust. We typically travel through all three of these zones unless we have a day of tree riding planned or a helicopter ride to the alpine. It is also extremely important to know what elevation we are headed to in meters. Our freezing level can fluctuate greatly throughout the season. Let's say we had a rain event up to 1800 meters. We will definitely want to know the elevation of where we're going so we can adjust accordingly for the conditions.